Penguin Random House Audio presents Still Me by JoJo Moyes. Read for you by Anna Acton.
Know first who you are, and then adorn yourself accordingly. Epictetus. Chapter 1. It was the moustache that reminded me I was no longer in England. A solid grey millipede firmly obscuring the man's upper lip. A village people moustache. A cowboy moustache. The miniature head of a broom that meant business. You just didn't get that kind of moustache at home. I couldn't tear my eyes from it.
Ma'am?
The only person I had ever seen with a moustache like that at home was Mr. Naylor, our math teacher, and he collected digestive crumbs in his. We used to count them during algebra.
Ma'am.
Oh, sorry. The man in uniform motioned me forward with a flick of his stubby finger. He did not look up from his screen. I waited at the booth, long-haul sweat drying gently into my dress. He held up his hand, waggling four fat fingers. This, I grasped after several seconds, was a demand for my passport.
Name.
It's there, I said.
Your name, ma'am.
Louisa Elizabeth Clark. I peered over the counter, though I never used the Elizabeth bit, because my mum realised after they named me that that would make me Lou Lizzie. And if you say that really fast, it sounds like lunacy. Though my dad says that's kind of fitting. Not that I'm a lunatic. I mean, you wouldn't want lunatics in your country. My voice bounced nervously off the plexiglass screen. The man looked at me for the first time. He had solid shoulders and a gaze that could...